At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, there it is. You ready?
Yes, I am. Tonight, right?
Tonight. Sixers and the Celtics.
7:30.
7:30.
Hey there, everybody.
Did you hear the return, by the way? Oh, there are those idiots again. Yeah. Your favorite one. Welcome back.
Philadelphia.
Now, that could be used for the Sixers, too. They've been idiots in the past. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. We're live today at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. Come on out. We got to be part of the unveiling of Angelo's Steaks here. The food here is amazing.
Man, it was good. That steak was banging.
Yeah. Part of me wishes we were able to get here more often for our show because all this great food. But the other part of me feels like we would just eat too much. I mean, there's the food here is
amazing.
You got
to do it in moderation. But it would be nice coming out here a couple times just to get different food.
Check it all out.
Because I definitely wanted to try to get some of that sushi. Probably won't do that. They got did you see the sushi boat? Somebody had a sushi boat.
I'm a sushi guy.
Pretty good.
Everything here is awesome. Come on out. Have lunch. And if you can't make it today, obviously come on up very, very soon. 215-592-9494. All right. Kyle played the song. And before we go back to the phone lines on the Eagles, on the Bryce Harper situation, let's throw out some expectations for the Sixers. So, Hugh, I said earlier they can't break my heart again.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really make me that upset anymore because I'm not expecting much. Hugh Douglas, what are you expecting? So we know last year they ended terribly, right? They kind of tanked at the end. Everyone was hurt. But it's been 5 years in a row, 6 years.
Yeah.
Where there's been high expectations entering a season, like if not championship, at least in that mix, top of the Eastern Conference, top two or three seed, get May at least the second round and then hoping for more. That's not, at least if we're going off of like the Vegas or the sports betting expectation, that's not where they're at this year. So their over under for wins is 42.5. Now, if compared to the Eastern Conference, they rank Cavs 1, Knicks 2, Magic 3, Hawks 4, Pistons 5. But they're 7th in terms of win total in the Eastern Conference heading into the season, the over-under.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, your expectations for the kind of season they're going to have. It's new, it's different, but there's still Embiid here. George, I guess, is eventually going to play. I wish he'd just go home, but he's on the team. And some young guards. What is this going to be?
I'll move the meter a little bit.
Okay.
I'll say 50 games.
50? Woo!
I mean, you know, that's only 8 more than what they projected to win.
But
I know that's a lot.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, to be honest, I think they win tonight. I feel like, you know, Joel Embiid's first game back, hope springs eternal. I feel like they win tonight, and they're going to have a nice little run. I think that I'm going to go with Mr. Hill, Sonny Hill. I think Joel Embiid plays 60 games.
Did you say that with a straight face?
I said it with a straight-ass face, Joe, not just a face. I said it with a straight face. I give him 60 games. I'm being optimistic. Now, as we always say, as we roll through this, when we get new information, our optimism can change.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with 60 because he did look slim and trim. And, you know, being an older cat, knowing how taking that weight off takes pressure off your joints – I'm being optimistic about the way that he's going to play and the fact that they're probably going to monitor him all year long. I'm being optimistic with the rehab. I'm being optimistic with the plan to keep him healthy and all of that stuff. So I will say 60 games, and he'll probably, you know, they'll probably have some nights where he's going to have off. So I give them 50 wins this year.
I mean, you might as well go bet Nick Nurse to win Coach of the Year. If they get to 50 wins, that's big-time stuff. I think the win total that's posted over at FanDuel is that's kind of where I have them, like 42-40, a little bit over 500, maybe 43, maybe 44. I think they're going to make the playoffs. Now, that doesn't mean what it used to, Hugh. Now they had let 10 teams in the playoffs, right, with the play-in.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be in that. I imagine we're going to have a play-in night or two in early April where they're in that 7, 8, 9 range, and they're a playoff team. Now, that's my expectation. And now if they do anything more than that, if they're top four in the conference,
surprised.
Yeah, I'd be pleasantly surprised. And I think it would be on the back of Maxi, Edgecombe as a
VJ.
Yeah, as a really impactful rookie, McCain, who I thought was going to be rookie of the year last year before he got hurt. That my expectation is slightly above 500, and they're in that kind of bottom tier of the playoff run. Kyle, your expectation for the Sixers as they tip off tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. The 500 thing feels a little bit low, and I guess. It's all relative, right? Because compared to last year, it's an
improvement. They won like 26 games, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sitting here doing the I expect championship or like Eastern Conference Finals type thing. I do expect them to be one of the more competitive teams in the conference. So like it's kind of a weak conference right now. It feels open given a lot of the injuries from the end of the season last year. Like it's right there for the taking for anybody. So I don't know. I'll say they get 50 wins.
You're both at 50.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't think it would be crazy if they ended up as like the 3 or 4 seed.
So when you kind of just look at you're right about the injuries, right? Jason Tatum is out for this. You know, he's gone because of the Achilles last year. Same thing with Tyrese Halliburton. Like the Sixers have a higher win total than the Celtics and the Pacers, who were in the finals last year. And that wouldn't be true if those stars were healthy.
It almost might, and it might benefit them and at least how people view them by there not really being expectations on the team this season.
I think it is. Hasn't it been every Sixers conversation for the last 7 years has been
right
with the specter of, is this good enough to win a championship, or are we just joking around?
I think there's a chance, realistic chance, that at the end of the season, people feel optimistic about the team, where that hasn't been the case for years now.
If we felt the opposite. We felt pessimistic about where the whole thing is headed. 215-592-9494. Now, speaking of the NBA as a whole, so tipped off last night, Hugh, they brought the round ball rock back, NBA on NBC.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that was very modern, very not old school about the start of the season. Did you see? I was looking at the injury report here, right? So for some of the opening night games, Mitchell Robinson of the Knicks, one of their centers, he is listed out for the first game of the season, and on the report it said load management.
For the first game of the season?
It's the first game of the season.
That's interesting.
Load management. I mean, how soft can we get?
What load?
It's no load.
I mean, the season just started. Maybe he was tired from playing all them preseason games.
Stop.
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know.
Then you sit him the last preseason game so that he's ready to start the season. That's
yeah.
Like,
I mean that would be.
Don't make excuses for that.
I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to. When I'm asked questions, Kyle, I try to do my best to answer them.
But sometimes the answer is this is BS.
Yeah.
I'm gonna yell about it.
I mean, you can.
You don't
but
need
I can
to lie about
to,
what the answer is.
I can still try to answer it in the best way that I can.
Yeah. No, the best way you can answer this is that it's a load of baloney.
It's baloney. Totally soft.
I just said, like, maybe they're trying to.
No.
You know, I don't know.
Stop trying to see the good in people, especially the Knicks.
I can't help it. I can't help but to look at the good in people. I'm trying to see the good in everybody.
That's why it's a good show, because I can't help but see the bad in everyone. And I see the bad. I mean, could you imagine if this was a Sixers player, what our reaction would be?
Oh, yeah, we'd kill him.
Like, just lie to me and tell me the guy's hurt.
And I would probably say, well, maybe if it was Joel Embiid, no. I was like, well, maybe they're just waiting. But that dog does not hunt.
I would stand up, and we're in company here. It would be horrendous.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
It's a bad look for the NBA, too.
I mean, come on. That can't happen.
They're trying to open the season. They're back on NBC.
The fact
like,
that you put load management down as a reason is crazy.
Like, if I'm Adam Silver, I give them a call, and I'm like, hey, man, at least
what the hell you doing?
At least put toe injury.
I know, but the problem with Adam Silver is he's the ringleader of the nonsense. It's Barnum and Bailey, led by Adam Silver.
It's a really bad look.
Well,
really
he's a terrible look. Commissioner. I mean, didn't he say recently, no one even really watches the games. People just watch highlights. Like, dude, this is the problem.
He's right. But like,
I know, but like,
he should fix that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why the league is what it is. Like, I love basketball. I've always loved basketball, but the league is. They got to get me back to a TV. I watched last night because it was the opening night, but they got to get me back to the TV most nights. Hopefully,
I watched a little bit of the first one. It was Houston and
that game was wild.
Yeah.
Was it double overtime? I think it was double overtime, right? Yeah. I kept looking up. I'm like, man, this game is just going and going. That was a fun game last night. 215-592-9494. Let's grab John in Mount Airy talking about the passing game for the Eagles. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, Hugh?
What's up, man?
Hey, John. Hey, what's up, pal?
Hey, Kyle, I wanted to apologize to you. Last time I called here a couple weeks ago, I called you Jack, and I apologize for that, but I remember that.
That's all right, man. No problem. Just don't ever let it happen again.
We are not that sensitive.
He took it very personal, John. He didn't stop talking about
it.
Because
that's disrespectful to call another man's name.
Especially Jack.
Who wants to be called Jack?
We're not snowflakes on this show.
I don't know if the Eagles' passing game has evolved. I just know that a player has evolved. And I think they should let him do what he do.
Jalen?
If Jalen Hurts played his best game Sunday, and we know he's capable, and he came into the offseason fixing little things like he did on Sunday, then why not just let him just throw the ball? I mean, we all knew that they was going to load up for the run in the offseason, so why not just let him throw? I think it's the evolution of him being a passer. Not necessarily the passing offense might be in on his way. It starts with him, so if he starts it, then maybe it's on his way, but let him start it. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Give him the opportunity to let it flow. Mm-hmm.
John, to your point, it doesn't seem like teams have stopped loading the box, even though the Eagles aren't running it well, right? It feels like everyone keeps daring Jalen to do what he did on Sunday, and on Sunday he totally torched Brian Flores.
But you know what? I don't think it's necessarily the run. I think it's the play calling, because if you understand it, if they're stopping the run in the first half, and then you had to resort to the throw. Bro, just throw. The one thing I hate about Andy Reid, he threw in the beginning of the game to run late, and we used to hate that. But I understand now that he's somewhere else. You have to throw necessarily to open a run, but specifically this year with this team, even though we're a physical and running football team, you gotta script your first routine on your two wide receivers and go from there, and then Saquon can be incorporated, but if it's not going to work from the beginning, you got two monsters on the outside. And
yep.
You got to keep them happy. I just think that we're not appreciating Jalen he's evolving as a passer. That's the only thing that we can ask for real, for real.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, and if he plays like he did on Sunday, I think more people, John, are going to keep saying what you're saying. And, John, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so John just brought something up there, Hugh, that I think it feels like this comes up and we do this once every 3 or 4 weeks, right? Hurts has a big game, mm-hmm. which if you look at the last 2 years, right, that's been like once every 3 or 4 games. He has one of these kind of games. Maybe not. The perfect passer rating was unique and special. But he has a big game once every 4 times, let's say. Inevitably, the conversation moves to, Should they just throw a lot all the time? Should they be a passing team more than a running team? The issue is he can do it, but then the next, like, they threw a lot against the Giants. They threw a lot against the Broncos. They didn't score many points,
yeah.
Right? Like,
that's the problem.
He sometimes he has a great game like the Vikings, but those other games he took a lot of sacks. There was three and outs,
yeah.
Right? So I feel it too sometimes. Like, if they're loading up to stop the run, why don't we just throw a lot? And I think the problem is Jalen doesn't always play like he did on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think that we're tending to forgetting that, you know, Cam Jurgens got hurt.
Yeah.
So that kind of changed some things. And out of that change came success. Now, that's what we're hoping for. If you're looking at it realistically, probably wouldn't have been throwing out a shotgun. Probably wouldn't have been going on the center and throwing the football if Cam doesn't get hurt. So you don't know what the outcome of the game is going to be honest, if you're being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
So you hope now that they incorporate a little bit of that more into the game. And that's part of the reason why I feel the way that I feel about the passing game.
I have a pretty bad feeling that that they're just going to go back into their shotgun nonsense next week.
Well,
I do too. I don't believe they're going to stay under center.
You have to you have to look at it realistically. Cam Jurgens get hurt fairly early in the game, and you know we know what Toth can't. He's not a shotgun center.
Which is, I heard Ross Tucker this morning saying that's bizarre. Like, most professional linemen that have experience at center
just should know how to do the shotgun.
Yeah,
but that's not his thing. So it was more so out of necessity.
Yeah,
and you had success. And let's not forget, I'm not poo-poo. A win is a win. It's the NFL. Carson Wentz missed. Like, somebody sent me a meme of the top five worst throws from that game.
Only five?
Yeah, well, it was a bunch of them. But
were
it was
they all Wentz?
Well, no, excuse me. It was the top five worst throws of that week's games and in the NFL.
There were a bunch of Carson
all and all of them were Carson
Wentz. Well, even the play where Hockenson caught it but didn't.
Yeah, he had to turn around and contort himself.
He's wide open. I mean, I really think most people listening to us could have made that throw to Hockenson. Hold on. He was wide open by 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah, he was.
And it was like an 8-yard throw. I mean,
yeah.
Couldn't the average person – all right.
Want to play with me?
Her.
Maybe not her, but I would think anyone that has any experience playing quarterback, like if you play quarterback at any level, you probably could just lob that ball into the end zone. It's an easy – he made that catch hard on him.
Yeah.
He
that's
stinks.
What, that's what Carson
and then when
up.
he just went up there, he threw that punt. That punt was ridiculous.
I saw the highlight of that yesterday. Makuba is all by himself. There's no purple anywhere.
No, it was one. Did you see the one where he was scrambling and he just threw it at the ball at the ground? And it was called intentional grounding.
His face.
Yeah. I was like, dog, what? Like, coach, who was the coach for the Tennessee Titans?
Callahan.
What are you doing?
I heard.
What are you
doing?
He got fired.
Who's the Vikings play-by-play guy, by the way?
He's Allen.
Yes.
Paul Allen.
Paul Allen, yep. He was him and whoever the guy is in the booth with him were like, you know, you could literally just throw it out of the back of the end zone. Like, I saw like a whole thread worth of their some of their play-by-play in that game,
yeah. Yep.
And you can just hear them get more and more frustrated with Carson Wentz
because
and the Carson Wentz
it just
experience.
Looks. And they got to start him this weekend because he just.
Oh,
looked,
tomorrow they play tomorrow.
He looks lost. He looked lost, dog. Like seriously, like he looked like he's never played quarterback in his life.
You know,
and
the,
when you cut yeah. when it, like Joe when they cut it up. And if you see the plays and you look at his face, it's almost like he thought somebody else made the play.
That's the intentional grounding. He looked like, who did that?
Yep.
You! You did that.
So, like, but I kind of agree with you. Like,
out-of-body experience.
Like, even while we had all those explosive plays, we were kind of let off the hook a little bit because there were some drives early in the game where, like,
They moved the ball.
The
Eagles, where we still had the same frustrating three and out stuff that we've been dealing with. Like,
but how much of that was the passing game versus they're getting 1 yard a carry on some of these
I runs. Agree. It's all of it for sure. But if still, like, our passing game, our perception of what that passing game looked like, the perfect pass rating, was from three deep shots. And, like, you know, one of them's a broken coverage. One of them, like, which is good. I like that. And I know I sound like somebody who just will refuse to ever be satisfied with what
I see. What a hater. Oh, man.
But come on. Like, we watch other teams around the NFL. We know what a consistent offense that moves the football looks like. And, by the way, part of being inconsistent is that you'll have games where it looks really great. But you also have the games where it looks really bad. Like, that's why it's inconsistent. Like, I just want to see more consistency.
I hear that, and I agree. And if it was just the one game, I don't think I'd be as strong that I feel like it's turned the corner. It is three games. Now, you can also point back to within those three games, there's been inconsistency. I agree, but it feels more physical. Like, in the beginning of the season, it was both the physical and the mental, like between Jalen not seeing things and the coordinator not really getting anyone that open. Last 3 weeks, it's really just, it feels more physical.
Yeah.
I guess the mental on the interception against the Giants, but, like, guys are open. If AJ doesn't throttle it down against the Broncos, it's another bomb for a touchdown.
Sure. I guess I'm just in the camp of, like, appears to look like maybe it will soon turn the corner, as opposed to it just turned the corner.
You guys just aren't ready to say it. And I get
that. That's right.
And we got to see it this weekend. And you go back to the game 2 weeks ago against the Giants. Hugh, you've mentioned this a lot. It's weird to see a division opponent twice in 3 weeks, like they're going to see the Giants again.
Yeah.
does give us a good sense, though, like, hey, can we fix what they did to us, right, because they moved the ball. And also, Jalen was a couple of misses away from having another huge game, right? He missed Devontae, and he should have thrown AJ. He made a mistake and threw to the flat.
Mm-hmm.
He cleans those up. We should put 30 on them.
That's why I feel like, you know, this is a good measuring stick, because the game plan is not going to change that much. It can't, because you haven't had that much time to change what you're trying to do. And the Giants are probably going to come with some of the similar things. They're going to take that last game that you played, and they're gonna clean up some of the mistakes that they made. They're gonna implement some of the things you did, like the under center stuff, and you know, Landon's coming back, so you know it's gonna be a little different. But it's probably gonna be a similar game plan. They're gonna try to punch you in the mouth, and you know, you talk about what Cam Scatterbo was able to do. They're gonna try to replicate that. They're gonna try to replicate that physicality that they played against you with, because it feels like, well, when I was listening to it, it felt like that's where they had the edge. They just came out and they didn't care what your record was. They just came out and they just punched you in the mouth and they just kept swinging.
Yeah, and you've mentioned their offense, which obviously has gotten a little bit better, a lot better,
right? They can put some points on the board.
But their defense, they have holes, right? The Eagles should have scored way more than 17.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ways to unpack what happened with that comeback by the Broncos. If a defense allows 33 points in a quarter, they're not good. I don't care how many good players they have. And obviously they have some good guys up front, right, with Abdul Carter and Burns and all that.
Sexy Dexter.
But you're not a good defense if you allow 33 points in a quarter. You must have bad players in the secondary and the linebacking core, because that's wild. 33 points in a quarter, I know some of that was like Hail Mary kind of stuff, but 33 points in a quarter, they can be had.
Yeah, but it feels like initially that – it's a good matchup for the Eagles, because they matched up well against them the first time they played, and they were able to dominate them a little bit. We got to stop that this week.
You
got to match their intensity.
Yesterday when we replayed the Sirianni interview with the morning show, Joe asked him if he's going to show the team some of that celebration. Because they were doing some over-the-top like flips.
Oh, they were wilding out. They beat you like they knew. Like they had a book on you and they had the blueprint.
I kind of like they're playing against so quickly.
Because you're not going to change. Like, Joe, you're not going to change much. And the biggest thing that you're going to probably change in that game is your mentality.
Yeah. I think it's bad. Like, if we play them later in the season, you might kind of forget about what happened in October. I like that it's super close to the last game.
I feel like we're about to humble them.
Yeah.
In case they already weren't by what just happened.
Well, yeah. We've been waiting for the first complete Eagles game of the season. This needs to be it. It needs to be it on Sunday.
Wasn't it the Giants last year? I think like the game where it was like, oh, okay. Because it was a Browns game.
Yes, and then
and
they went.
Still upset.
Then it was mid-October. Yeah. Right, that was when wasn't that the game where Saquon had a chance to break the franchise record?
Yes.
And he said, you can have the young cats run.
To the Giants.
Yeah, they did. That was kind of when things started. We started, and especially the defense, we're like, oh. They might be really good. 215-592-9494. We'll hear from you people before we wrap the show up today. We'll take your phone calls. And Hugh Douglas is going to break down a beef between a couple big names in the NFL that just took a turn yesterday on social media. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Live from Deco Food Hall in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatic Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But Fan Cash is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack Fan Cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% Fan Cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use FanCast to unlock the world of fanatics with Profit Boots. Profit Boots. I think it's supposed to be Profit Boost. Exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's real value for your sports fandom. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in FanCast this year? With games like FanCast Drops. That is offered live in the Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.